It feels so good to be alive. Got all my family by my side. Couldn't wipe this black off if I tried.
Hello, everyone. This is We Have Thoughts, a podcast with three friends who talk about movies, and we're doing our conversations with Oscar 2022, and today we are talking about Best Picture nominee King Richard. My name is Joy.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Crystal.
And this is King Richard.
What did you say?
That was a choice. That was a choice.
That's what you went with? That's what you chose? Okay.
Anna threw me off with her accent choices earlier, so I'm in an accent confusion right now. I am confusion. Nominated for Best Picture, of course. Best Performing Actor, Best Actor in a Leading Role, Will Smith. Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role for Anjanae Ellis. Best Achievement in Film Editing for Pamela Martin. Best Original Screenplay by Zach Bailyn. And Best Achievement in Song, original song, Beyonce and someone named Dixon for Be Alive, which we just heard. Thank you, Crystal. Guys, so I just saw this yesterday. You guys saw this months ago. What do we think of King Richard?
Man. Go ahead, Anna. Sorry. I had to collect my thoughts a little bit more.
Oh, I said what I need to say. I said meh.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Wow.
In the meh crowd, I like it. Okay, so when this first
Hold on. We haven't talked about this at all. I'm excited.
Yeah. So when this first came out, Twitter was ablaze. Like, why is this movie about their dad? Why is this not about these two, like, fantastic, like, athletes and what they accomplished? And why is it about their father? And some people were like, y'all have some daddy issues, so y'all get over it. Like, this was the conversation on Twitter. People were like, this is what they want. This is their story. They're presenting it how they want. I understand that that's their choice and how they decide to present the story. But I think it is a real disservice to focus on King, on Richard. What's his last name? Williams? Oh,
Williams.
Wow. Okay, sorry. At which point, Anna says,
you're an idiot.
That's your line, Anna. Come on.
I love it. Getting that tattooed on my forehead.
I'm really tired, guys. I'm sorry. Okay. I think it's a real disservice to these phenomenal, fantastic ladies to tell their story through the eyes of their father. Because, yes, he was determined and he fucking crazy, had like a plan for them, like way before they were born, and like a lot of pressure. But first of all, his wife was just as every accolade he had, every thing he checked in the box, she was just that. It's the old like backwards and high heel situation. She did everything he did, but she had it worse because she was married to him, because he wasn't like a likable person, right?
Right.
And no, he wasn't.
So I have to think about it as like, I like it for what it is. It's a sports movie, a sports movie, uplifting, and it tells the story of these great people. But if I think about how they presented it, I don't like it. And I think years from now, when they make another movie about their life, and it's not focused on their father, and not told, like, not, like, because I feel like they love him so much, and that's wonderful. I love that for them. But they don't always see like the bad parts of their parents sometimes, because it's like they hold them in such high regard. But I think I had a similar problem with I, Tonya. I, Tonya is a good movie, but it, hold on, I had a note. Let me get my words together. It, because Richard is not that engaging. Like, he's not the most engaging part of the story. If anything, it should have been Queen, what is the mom's name?
Oh, it starts with an O.
What is her name? Like Beck? No, with the B?
No.
Oh my God, I'm...
She'll always be...
Brandy? Isn't it Brandy?
It's not Brandy. It starts with an O.
I'm so sorry. Anyways, it should have been. What is this?
No, go.
Did you find it?
I'm looking. My bad.
Orange? Still... Her name was Brandy.
Yes.
But her first name was. Oracine.
Oracine. Okay. Yeah, several people called her that. That's why I was like, it's the
Oracine. Okay, it should have been Queen Oracine because she was doing everything he was, but better.
And also working a full-time job.
Exactly. It should have been her. If they wanted to focus it on a parent, it should have been her. It should have been Anju Ellis, who I love.
Love!
I love her. I love her so much. Her episode of Lovecraft Country blew my mind.
For me, her nomination is for that episode.
Exactly.
Hippolyta for life.
So in another universe, she's nominated for lead actress, and Will Smith is nominated for best supporting actor. That's what I want.
Look, my Letterboxd review, I think, says it all for me. Major biopic energy. Anjanou Ellis needs to be in everything. What I will say, and goes right along with what you were saying, Crystal, if we take away the success of Venus and Serena, what does this look like? Exactly. It looks like fucking abuse.
Exactly.
Of a man running his children to the ground because he has a dream for them. Not their dream. Not that they don't love what they're doing and not that they don't love tennis. But what would the story have been like if they had a choice? You know?
Yeah. Like, I also, my Letterboxd review is like, the movie was good and it was fine, but I can't help but think what the children of his first marriage think of this movie. Like,
yeah. This man had, like,
he had five other children. Abandoned them, essentially, and, like, they're not worthy of all this time you put into them, so you just go on and have another family, and those daughters are worthy of it? What the hell is that about? What? Yeah. Not cool. And then, like, hold on, I read. He moved the family to Compton from Long Beach because he wanted them to grow up in a rougher neighborhood, and he used to pay high school students to heckle them, to tough them up when they were playing in the park.
Abuse!
What? No.
Yeah, when everyone's like, this is a great man, I'm watching this movie going, are we watching the same thing?
No, we ain't.
Because, yeah, there were some parenting choices where I was like, I understand him wanting them to have a great education along with their talent. Like, good for him for having that be a focus for them. But it also felt like a punishment, like, no. You don't get to play, you don't get to do what you want to do, which is play right now, because I want you to focus on your education.
It's very similar to, I'm sorry, go on.
No, that was it.
It's very, I thought of, like, Selena, how her dad is, like, forcing his music on them and saying, like, you're going to be best, you're going to be this, you're going to be wonderful. And yes, they turned out to be good people, but, like, would they have been better if you weren't so, like, pressuring them so much? Same 2 years ago, like, I think it was, like, in the 90s, there was a miniseries about the Jackson family. Very similar, where he's so dead set on making the entire family be famous and be known for music because he's got, like, things in his head about what he wanted to be, what he wanted to do, so he's going to push all of this on his children. There's one thing about encouraging your kids, but it's another with making it, especially in the case of, like, the Jackson 5 and Selena, like, they became the breadwinners of their family. That's a lot to put on the children.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
And then for the parents to turn around and be like, it's because of me. It's because of what I did for you. Like, no, it's because I did bust my ass, and I'm talented.
Yeah, and, like, with sports, you can practice all you want, but sometimes you just have it. And I think the Williams sisters have it. They mm-hmm. have, especially because, like, when I wrote this down. I have my notes all together and then I would have much have rather seen a story about these two girls and what it was like to be that young with that much pressure and that much, like, athletic ability and power. Like, what made them different from all the tennis stars? Because at the time, like, it's very much like, oh, young tennis stars are very pretty and very proper. But these were, like, athletes. They were powerful. And they brought something to the game that no one else had, right? So I think focusing on that would have been so much more interesting to show that, like, they literally changed the game. Like, they need people who don't even give a shit about tennis like tennis. Like, what? And then you're focusing on their father who, like, yeah, he was a – he had tenacity to get them to these coaches, but like, so did their mother. Like, I just, I, they, sorry. I had similar, oh, I remember what I was going to say. So I had similar problems with Itania. Itania was a really good movie, but like, it could have been better if it had focused on different things. Like with Itania, like Tanya Harding, they, on the movie, they focus like of her just being like, not what ice skating wanted to be represented as, because she was like not traditionally pretty and she was poor and she made her own costumes and she was able to do like the triple axel. That stuff is like super athletic, things that no one else could do. But yet they focus on like, they don't focus on that. They needed to focus on what made her different, what made her a star, what made her, her fall from, you know, the whole Nancy Kerrigan thing so much harder. Like they don't tap into what should have been tapped into. So like I had some problems with that movie. So like I wanted to like this, but I felt like it just, what? I don't know. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
Joy, you haven't said a single goddamn word. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
I have a lot of notes. I have a fair amount of notes. I didn't think at all what you guys thought.
Oh.
Love but it. I think it also, I'm gonna preface this with the fact that like obviously whoever's listening to this doesn't really know me, and really it's just the three of us here, so this is just for us. I guess it just shows the extent of like how traumatized I am that I was like, oh my god, is this a decent parent?
Ruh-roh. Oh.
Anyways, bitch. I watched this yesterday and I was like, why am I sobbing through this entire thing? Is something wrong with me? And now I know why. Because I was
nothing's
like,
nothing's
oh
wrong with you, baby.
So like, what? So I really like, I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just dumb. Like I'm a dumb American, right? And so like, I was just like caught up in the like, ooh, it's inspirational and it's fun and whatever. And like, these girls are really great. And like these, actually the kid actors, were so brilliant. Good. Oh my God. Anytime it was just like them on screen, I was like, wow. To that extent, I was like, oh, I want more of them. I want to see them. Like, can we see that? Cause like, sure. Richard. Yeah, sure. But wow. Wow. I loved it. Maybe I'll watch it again later after hearing all of this, because I was not thinking this at all. In the back of my mind, I was kind of thinking some of these things, but I was like, no, it's just, you know, light and fun and heartwarming and whatever. Triggered a little bit by this, yes. Because like, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Now that you guys are saying stuff, maybe I'll enjoy it less.
Don't
now
apologize
realizing,
for it.
Maybe now that I'm realizing, I'm like, oh, I don't have words. Anyways, yeah, I don't have words anymore. So, Crystal, go.
So, you fell under the sports movie cliche. Like, they choreograph it in a way to make you root for these things. So the music is elevated and the scene is shot in a way that it's like inspiration. It's not you, it's the system. They trick you into thinking. same with like sports in general. You can go to a football game and not give a shit about who wins. All of a sudden you're like, oh my God, are they gonna win? Oh my God. Like it's the formula.
The atmosphere. Yeah.
It's the same thing. So it's like it's not you. You just, because initially
I fell for it.
When I first watched it, I was like, oh, okay. But then as I sat longer and I was like, wait a minute, this feels a little bit, the whole movie felt a little bit off, but I really didn't know why until I sat and thought about it like, oh, this is, I don't like this.
Maybe I just haven't had enough time to think about it because I just saw it like yesterday.
True, yeah. So. I did see it. I saw when it first came on HBO Max. So I've had a long time
to
marinate in my brain. But I want to read a quote, sorry, from David Elric before I forget, who I love this man very much. He says, the Williams daughters have no choice but to go along with Richard, even when they might suspect that their father's hustle may be less motivated by their future potential as Black women in modern America than it does with his formative past as a Black man in Jim Crow era South.
Yeah.
Although I did. Oh, Anna, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm very tired of biopics. I can't remember the last one that I really felt was great. There have been some that I like to varying degrees, but this, I'm just, and they're like awards fodder, and I'm really just kind of over the biopic at this moment.
I get that.
I could take a break from biopics for a while. They're so formulaic. They're so predictable. They're feel good for the most part, or they're supposed to be eye-opening or whatever, but I don't know. I'm narratively, they bore me a bit right now in this moment of my life. That is how I feel.
Fair enough. That's a great,
Also, I think Will Smith did a good job.
Go.
I was just saying, it kind of feels reminiscent to his In the Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, someone else, I read a Letterboxd review from Demi Adeju.
He's great.
Yeah, I love Demi.
I love Demi.
Yeah, he wrote kind of a long review, but part of his review was like, Will Smith has spent his career telling stories about the dad he wishes he had, the dad he hopes to be, and even though he only feels a few shades away from the pursuit of happiness in this movie, I liked him. And yeah, he did do a really good job.
He's also the black man the white people like, so that helps too.
Yeah.
He's like there's a dramatic black that they love, and that's Denzel, and then Will's the funny black that they like.
But in my opinion, I don't know that he did better than some other nominees.
You want to go through them now?
No, I was just in talking of the movie and talking of his performance. He put on an accent. But I don't know.
I think a lot of it is that Will Smith is well-liked, and he hasn't won anything. He's been nominated before. I know you hate it, but it's the Oscars. It's the way the cookie crumbles, if you will. But yeah, I would agree. It wasn't the best, but I can totally see him winning. It's very... And then also, they want a moment. They want a good speech, and his speech at the SAGs was really, really good.
Yeah, I guess for me, I just feel like because he is Will Smith, it's hard for you to put that away and watch his performance. And so the whole time I'm like, that's Will Smith.
He's one of those actors where like...
The curtain was never fully drawn for me, you know?
Sorry. He's not a character actor. He's definitely one of those actors that... He always is like, I think it's the same thing with Tom Cruise. Like, Tom Cruise is just Tom Cruise in a different hairstyle or a different outfit or like a different whatever. And that's just like not their thing. Like, they're not a transformative actor, and that's whatever. But you're right. I feel the same thing. Like, he's just Will Smith. He's just being Will Smith with funny hair, being this Will Smith with a funny accent. And I actually like Will Smith. I think he's great.
Me too.
But I don't, whatever.
The Rock is also another one where it's like, he will always be The Rock. And I used to feel that way about Steve Carell, but I feel like he's turned that around.
I feel like Steve Carell actively tries to be different, though.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the choices he made post The Office.
Yeah, and he was smart with that, because with The Way, Way Back, he was not Michael Scott, but he was still looking like Michael Scott. So, like, we were able to adjust it a little bit different, because it was like, oh, okay. And then you see Foxcatcher, like, oh, okay, here it is.
I haven't seen that.
It's a fine movie, but that was definitely the turning point in his career as far as Oscar and character acting and being an actor. He wanted to be an actor. You know, it felt different. But yeah, that's one. Anybody else?
Joy, are you okay? Are you marinating?
I'm marinating. Yeah, I'm looking at all these notes and I wrote now and I'm like, oh, that's what a traumatized person would say. That's not great.
That's not, that's, don't, it's okay. It's only because you just saw it. I'm sure you think these things too if you let it.
Yeah, because I was like, it's so like, he was, yeah, he was like being rough with them. But then, like, yikes. But then he was also giving like positive affirmations. So I was like, this is, now that I'm thinking about it, that's really bad to like be really mean and then to be like, just kidding, you're great. This is wonderful. Have fun.
But yikes. he wasn't a completely terrible father. He was present in their lives. He was,
Is that enough?
That's really sad that we think someone, a father present in their life is enough.
I wasn't done. I was going to say, like,
I'm sorry.
You know, he instilled certain values in them. Like, he made sure they had a good education. He made sure they were respectful.
He made sure they knew where they were coming from.
Right. He made them respect the journey they were on, I feel like. But I just think there was more to it than that. And it's so funny because you guys are saying like, oh, this is a sports movie. And yeah, but I did not view it as a sports movie when I first saw it. I was like, oh, this is a biopic and biopic only. So reframing it to think of as a sports movie, I'm like, oh yeah, some of those beats make more sense. Yeah.
What you said about him being like positive affirmation and him being showing them where they come from. My response to that would be, well, so did the mom, and she did better.
Oh
yeah, yeah, yeah. What I'm saying? Like, no, for sure.
It should have been about Brandy, or what was her name?
Orsine.
Excuse me.
Hippolyta, yeah, Orsine, Ingenue.
I would have watched Queen Orsine all damn day. That would have been an amazing movie. Because then it would have been commentary on women. Because then it kind of frames it as like, you can be, if you have a dedicated father, then you too could be the greatest that you could be. If you are dedicated on setting the life for your children, then you could do it too. They can be whoever they want. If you have a plan, a 30-year plan, whatever the hell we had.
Well, when he's having that like argument with her with Orsine in the kitchen, I was like,
"That's a great."
That's at the point where I was like, "Wait a second, he's definitely bad because why would a good person be saying things like this to his wife? First of all, that's beyond not okay. But then like, she literally has done just as much. And I know every once in a while, like when he's looking for the coaches, he mentions like, me and my wife taught them this, but like, I don't think that she gets enough credit for what she did do for them.
So I read that around this time that the Williams sisters were coming up, or maybe not coming up, but so Tiger Woods' father was also similar. He had a similar situation where he was like, he's very determined to get a son, whatever. And so the thought is that the Williams sisters thought that at the time their dad did not get enough credit for what he did. So this is not a response to how they treated Tiger's father in the press, but it's interesting to see how like they have always talked about this Williams sisters, how their father was the one who did all this to make them who they are and blah, blah, blah. But that's like a sports jargon I don't really know too much about.
So fun little thing that I noticed. I was thinking about this in the last couple episodes we recorded. I was noticing, wow, all of these directors are also, you know, screenwriters. And I noticing how like that connection, I think, has like can create deeper, more meaningful movies, moments in movies. It's like they also wrote it and directed it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in some like Belfast and Don't Look Up, it doesn't always translate that way. Mm-hmm. But this is the first one, and then also West Side Story are the only two of the 10 that don't have the director isn't also credited as a for the screenplay.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I don't, that just stuck out to me. Do with that what you will, but I just thought that was interesting.
Hmm.
I have very little thoughts of this movie. I very middle of the road for me. It was a 3-star. I could talk about how much I loved one of the girls. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but that blue dress she wore to the SAGs took my breath away.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Was it Zendaya or was it Demi?
Was it
Venus or Serena?
I don't know.
Don't remember. It was gorgeous.
We saw it a long time ago.
She was gorgeous.
So, Anna has a confession.
Oh my god,
Anna.
She didn't like the movie too much, but she did like somebody in it.
Ooh.
It was Venus, so it was Zendaya.
Zendaya Sidney, yeah.
Zendaya Sidney, she looked gorgeous in that blue dress at the SAGs. You go, girl. Okay, so, fun fact, for a while there, on Thursdays, we three would send each other thirsty pictures.
Oh, God. Of
I'm outing us.
Personal information.
I'm outing us. Gorgeous pictures of beautiful celebrities we have crushes on. We each have lists of those men that we would enjoy pictures of, or people that we would enjoy pictures of. And on one of our lists, not mine, was John Bernthal. Actually, was he on two lists or just one? He was on two lists, not mine. And I was like, you know, he's an attractive, he's very much like Channing Tatum to me. I can see that he is an attractive man.
I get that.
He doesn't do it for me. Like, I get why people, what people see, I just don't. Like, it's not for me.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. And we all know I have a very strange list. My list is on.
Let me read it off right here.
It's pretty varied. It's pretty varied. I'll give you that.
It is a wackadoo list.
You don't have a type, so you know.
I don't. Good. I like them all. The weirder the better.
That's the only thing they have in common.
Yes. So John Bernthal, I was like, yeah, he's fine. There's some really great like photo shoots of him, I think. But this movie I found him very attractive.
Was it the mustache?
No, it was the middle part.
Was it the middle part bowl cut?
I do think I have been more attracted to mustaches lately. I dig a good mustache.
It's because you're getting older. Once you hit 30, it's mustache heaven.
My sister has this theory that, you know, as women age, we tend to like older men or more age-appropriate men. And then as men grow older, they tend to like younger women.
Yeah, because they're stupid and trash.
Because this adult man I know, when listing celebrities he's attracted to, and I'm talking Crystal's age adult man, like in his mid-30s. I don't mean to.
This episode is never getting released, okay?
You're going to have to edit this out, Anna.
You don't know.
But anyway, this man said his celebrity crush was Kieran Shipka. And I was like, ew.
She's like 20.
And my sister and I are like, we want the salt and pepper. We want the beard and the mustache and the chest hair.
That's very interesting. You're right. Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, so John Bernthal in this film did it for me. It was the mustache. It was that funky accent he had. I liked the hair. He had a lot of it, and it was kind of flopping around. I don't know. He just did it.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Mary and John.
I was like, oh, I
so John, if you're listening, please add Anna at Twitter. Hold on.
Also, it might have just been like
we
him.
Have thoughts three, please.
It might have just been the fact that he was playing a good guy, like a good person.
And just you wait, Anna. John Bernthal himself is also a great guy.
Oh,
yeah, have you watched interviews with him?
Head he's over adorable. Heels. Head over heels.
I watched.
Oh, his hot ones is great.
And I was like, I get it. I see it. Yeah, this was my John Bernthal awakening, y'all. I'm
also,
here for
his, it. I think his two episodes in Kimmy Schmidt.
Yes. Perfect.
He plays Titus's love interest. Incredible. Oh my God.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
He needs to be in a rom-com. He needs to be a love interest more, because like gentle soft love jungle. Interest.
I so mean, cute. I wouldn't go that so far. Cute. I'm not like Gaga for Bernthal.
I really want him to appreciate it more now. I immediately want him to do a rom-com with somebody, like right now. I need it now.
Who would we cast?
Who would be a good rom-com?
Because what is that scene? I think it's Sicario, right? When he's that scene with Emily Blunt, I was like, this is a lot of emotions.
Excuse me, bitch.
I'm scared, but also not. What's happening right here?
Ma'am, that scene in that movie was a problem, because I was like, I don't know. Be into this.
I was like, am I supposed to like this? Because I don't know.
Because I'm a little scared. I'm a little terrified.
That movie was great, by the way. Not just for that.
No, just for that. Just for that.
Anyways.
John Bernthal.
I honestly also, like, don't know why you guys are laughing. He was attractive.
No.
I'm laughing at Sicario.
But you were also laughing at me.
Yeah, because that middle part. Because
the mustache, the accent, the hair.
The short shorts. It's not the time to
be liking someone.
The short shorts.
It was the short shorts, Donna. That's what it was. The short shorts got you.
I like a good man thigh.
There it is.
Hey, can we bring back the short shorts?
He does have a good nose, and you know I like my noses.
He does have a great nose, yes.
So a thigh and a nose. There you go.
And a mustache, man. God.
What a mustache.
Honestly, it was during the pandemic, like, during, like, when everyone was really locked down.
The pandemic's over already? I didn't know that.
I corrected myself, bitch. One of my internet crushes, he grew a mustache, and I was like, this is doing it for me, dude. Doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he had his hair growing long, but then he shaved it, and I was like, oh, I mean, you're still cute, but I miss it.
Oh, my God.
Did you send a message, like a private message?
A DM?
DM, there you go. Oh, my God.
It was a very wordy, kind of dirty.
What's the model, Instagram? That's a message that goes directly to them. What's that called?
That would be a direct message.
What a W. Anyway, so King Richard. Let's go through the nominations.
Oh, man.
That should be best picture?
Meh. I don't think so, but that's just me.
I don't want to say yes, but I don't want to say no either. But if I think about, like, Don't Look Up being there, anything can be there. So.
I think there were some other great choices for this year.
Agreed. Who would you put in place?
Tragedy of Macbeth.
Rim.
Or Macbeth.
What was Did the you say Pacific one? Rim?
Tick, tick, boom.
Oh. I'm going to say my thoughts for later. About that.
Pacific but I'll accept Rim.
It. I'll accept it here only for Anjanue Ellis.
And the girls.
Love her.
Love lead her. Actor.
Meh. We talked about it already, but it's pretty par for the course.
Sure. Who else is lead?
Also nominated for lead actors, Javier Bardem Blues. For Being the Ricardos. Andrew, I'm skipping. Benedict Cumberbatch for Power of the Dog. Andrew Garfield, sure. Tick, Tick, Boom. Will Smith, King Richard, Denzel All Washington right. For Tragedy of Macbeth. Sorry, I had like
personally, it should be Denzel. Like, this should be his third win. No contest.
I also vote for Andrew.
I wouldn't mind Andrew either. This is cute. I like this for him. You know, he's able to express himself, his personality, but like, I don't know if it's because like the who is it? Like the British voters don't like Americans doing Shakespeare or whatever.
Yeah.
That might be a point against him. Personally, it's Denzel all the way.
I also, my vote for Andrew is because this band fucking learned how to sing for this part. Like, I appreciate the work put in.
But Ryan Gosling heard I play the piano for La La Land, so.
I mean, bravo.
Yeah, because that was the best part about him in that movie. The piano.
In his face.
I don't get the Ryan Gosling thing. I really don't. I don't agree.
I find him attractive.
Same.
I'm sorry, I can't. I do not.
Okay. What's the next one? The next category?
Actress in a supporting role.
Supporting actress.
Oh, yes, correct.
Who are the nominees, Lando, please?
Oh, girl. Got me flipping.
Don't you have the list in front of you, Anna? Or Joy? Sorry.
It is Jesse Buckley for The Lost Daughter. Ariana DeBose for West Side Story. Dame Judi Dench for Belfast.
Dame Judi Dench.
Kirsten Dunst for The Power of the Dog. And Anjanou Ellis for King Richard. Honestly, for me, it's between Ariana DeBose really and Jesse doing... Buckley.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Or Anjanou. What?
You cut out. What'd you say?
Oh.
It's between Jesse Buckley and Ariana DeBose.
Yeah, or Anjanou.
Really? Okay.
I really appreciated Jesse Buckley's performance in The Lost Daughter.
I'm so surprised she was nominated. That's great.
Me too. I love that she was nominated, and I think I was like, yeah, I would love for her to win. Also, Crystal, I keep forgetting to tell you, I read I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
You did?
You read it?
It's just...
We'll talk later.
Yeah. Yeah. But I also really love Ariana DeBose, and I really love Anjanou Ellis. So either of those three women... take it.
Okay. And then what's the next category again?
Original screenplay or whichever. I wrote them a little differently. I like to write them in order of importance to me.
That's fair, I guess.
Oh, shit.
So,
Original, okay. So original is Belfast, Don't Look Up, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Worst Person. Ooh, worst person.
Worst person.
Well, that's a quick
Well, definitely ain't Belfast.
Well, I haven't seen Licorice Pizza, but I'm still going to go with worst person. Cause...
I think there were things I liked about Licorice Pizza and some obvious things I didn't like that we'll talk about.
Hey, Anna, you're making a lot of noise with your thing.
The mic.
Yeah. That didn't do anything. That didn't do anything on the mic. Nothing.
Really? Good to know. It's my papers and all the wrestling.
Yeah, we can hear it.
You're wrestling? Who are you wrestling?
John Bernthal? Oh, is John Bernthal over there?
my demons. No, I was saying there's some things I liked about Licorice Pizza and obvious things I didn't like that we'll talk about, but for me it is The Worst Person in the World as my pick.
Cosine.
I just want to see the fucking movie, and it's not anywhere. Can't find it.
Film editing, we have Don't Look Up, Dune, King Richard, The Power of the Dog, and Tick, Tick, Boom. Tick, Tick, Boom, great sequences.
Yeah, it did.
That I enjoyed.
And Dune was just obviously really great all around, and I think editing counts, too.
Yeah, Dune can take it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like, to me, Dune is just going to have all the technical ones, really.
I mean, I'm interested to know what qualifies this as good editing. Like, where? King Richard, I mean.
I think it's just because it's a sports thing, so a lot of the shots and the sports edit. I will say, as far as, shots are concerned, I do like how they filmed. I do like how they filmed.
It's so loud.
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard. I'm sorry.
I do like how they filmed whenever the girls are serving the ball, whenever they're about to hit it. Those shots from below, those were nice. Those were nice.
Like at night when the light is shining?
Mm-hmm.
The spotlight, or the, yeah. Okay.
And then original song.
Ooh, which is better?
I don't think I've heard all of them.
This is Be Alive, and then we have Dos
Orgullitas.
I was going to fuck that up. From Encanto, Down to Joy from Belfast, No Time to Die from No Time to Die, and Somehow You Do from Four Good Days. I don't even know what the fuck that movie is.
It's got Glenn Close and Mila Kunis, so there you go.
Oh,
Glenn Close. That's Diane Warren. She's been nominated for the past 5 years and hasn't won anything. So,
wait, I thought she finally won last year or something.
She hasn't won. No.
No? Okay.
No, she hasn't. Well, we heard Down to Love when we recorded Belfast. Or maybe you didn't hear it, but I played it. It's Van Morrison, so it's very similar to that. And I think I've said this before, but I'm not a fan of an original song being nominated when they play just at the credits. Agreed. I like when a song is integral to the movie. And the only one to me that does that is, well, I haven't seen No Time to Die, but I can guarantee you it doesn't do that.
It's not. It's just a credits song, an opening credits.
Yeah, that's usually what Bond movies are, Bond songs yeah. are. And I haven't seen For a Good Day, so I don't know. But the clear winner is Encanto. That's the only one. Because that scene is so integral to the story. It introduces us to a backstory. We get to learn more about...
Abuela?
Abuela. I forgot her name. Or she did I ever say her name? Or is Abuela?
I don't think so. I think it was just Abuela.
Okay. Well, anyways, it's very integral to that. So it's, to me, it's the clear winner. Because it's a great song. And also it is important to me.
Also, we got to get my boy an EGOT. Okay, oh, ranking. Yeah,
it'll be for him. Oh, okay.
Ranking. Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Dory should go first.
And do it honestly. Like, don't take into account all the shit we've
on this. If you like
well,
it,
you
like
guys it. Have literally changed my mind about this movie.
No!
I'm going to go rethink my life.
Okay.
Not just like, because you did, but because I only had a day to think about this.
No, if you like it, you like it. Like, we're not going to give you shit for it. Like, I just...
I mean, I did like it, but now I don't know if it's just because, like, I'm fucked up or, like, I actually liked it.
Are like, we all fucked up, boy?
Look, maybe I liked it because, like, this is the best representation of, like, a good father that I've ever seen, which is shitty. That's so shitty. Wow. Like, they're really bad. Wait, wasn't there, Crystal, you were going to ask me a question after I watched King Richard. Something about dads. Do you remember? Because that was months ago.
Oh. Well, okay. Anna feels the same way about me, so it was... Okay, so... I don't know. This might be too personal. I'll ask it off there, then.
Oh, shit. No, just do it. I'm not going to edit it out.
Wait!
Anna's like a queen editor. She should have an Oscar nom for editing, obviously.
Bitch, last week I uploaded the episodes with the metronome on. I ain't no master anything.
I'll talk about it after off air. But,
God.
It's we'll talk about it here. So you want me to go first? I'll go first. Okay, so at the bottom, don't look up, and I didn't. sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Okay, and then after that, I'm so far. I'm very tired, y'all. I feel like my mouth is just.
I believe in you. You've got this. You're a star. Oh, you're almost done.
Kitty whiskers. Okay. Bottom is Don't Look Up. Then we have Belfast. Bell No. Then I have. Then I have King slow. Richard. What did you say?
You said it Belfast, more like Bell No, and I said Belfast. It'd be Belfast.
Okay, so again, at the bottom, Don't Look Up. Then I have Belfast. Then I have King Richard, Drive My Car, Coda, and Dune. But Dune and Coda could be swapped, so...
Mine's pretty similar. I have Don't Look Up. And then at the time, I wrote King Richard as number... as the next one, but honestly, it could be switched with Belfast. They could go in 4 and 5. I don't care. And then I have Dune, Coda, Drive My Car. Yoy.
Don't Look Up is at the bottom. Then it's Belfast. Then it's King Richard. Then it's Drive My Car. And then it's Coda. And then it's Dune.
Literally my thing. So yeah, that's King Richard. I feel like also this movie will play well when it's all like on TBS or TNT or whatever, like all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the reruns.
Yeah. So good for that movie. Anyways.
That's it. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Have a good day.
What's next?
Licorice pizza.
Your mom. Oh, sorry.
Oh. Bye.
Get out.
That was a couple of years ago. Bye.